This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I wish I could play the drums. What do you think it would be like? We had a little drum roll every time we went on the air. Bum, 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 bum. Okay. I didn't get much response to that. That's the DJV show, Jennifer. You're the J in that in this application. Victoria Keelan is the V. J is out. And so it's D, Doug, J, Jen, V, Victoria, with the annual report compiled, which ranks freedom in the 50 states, according to many different metrics, personal freedom, free markets, taxation, so forth and so on. So, do you want to know what the top, the best ones first, and then the worst ones, in terms of what how this all straightens out? So at number five, on the best, the freest states, South Dakota. Number four.
What's the criteria?
The criteria is personal freedoms, lack of government involvement and interference in your life, the free markets.
California is not at the top of the list.
California is, let's see, well, that's at the other end of the list. I'll go through the other list. But first, the top five, the best ones in terms of freedom, according to the Cato Institute. All right. Taxation is number one on the hit parade with that bunch like it is with me. That's why I like reading their stuff. Anyway, South Dakota is at five. Tennessee is at four. Nevada is three. Florida, two. And New Hampshire, number one. I remember the fellow.
So New Hampshire's living up to their slogan?
Live free or die. Yes. Well, there's a fellow who's been doing a syndicated, a couple of guys doing a syndicated program out of Keene, New Hampshire for quite a long time. I forget what it's called, but it has to do. Free Talk Live. Thank you, Phil. That's right. So one of the guys is in jail. I was the host of that program because they were selling crypto to listeners, and apparently that's against some kind of regulation. I'm not sure exactly what law they violated, but this guy's if I remember the story correctly, he was interviewed by Michael Harrison when he was in jail. It was one of the podcasts at MHInterview.com that we talked about on the Countdown show. I think he's out of jail now. He's wearing an ankle bracelet. But he could face some serious jail time. And it kind of it comes up. This is an important conversation to have, especially at this time of year, because this is tax week. The money that you owe the government, or if the government is us, you owe yourself, in a manner of speaking. We know what a joke that's become. But at any rate, the money that we owe brings us around to thinking about what does it mean to be free. We aren't free of a lot of obligations anymore. We really aren't free. We're free better. It depends on your degree, how you define freedom. We're more free than most other countries. But we still have a lot of stuff that kind of smacks of not being very free. And that's why I ask you all, as you write out your checks to the government, to think about where that money is going and what better uses could, much if not most of it, go. You know, it goes to war, and it goes to entitlements, and it goes to this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, a lot of times what I object to, one of the things I object to, is that the government supports charities. And I don't, some of the charities I might like and some of them I might not like. Why is it okay for the government to give money to certain groups and certain individuals that are not governmental, that are 501c3s and they support certain causes? If I don't like, it's like people who are union members whose money is taken from them as dues, and they use that money, the leaders of the unions, to support candidates that the rank and file doesn't like. And that creates all kinds of problems. There are suits every year Or every election
year
because
of things
like that.
In that case, that's even more acceptable because you're joining a club, right? I mean, when you join a union, you're essentially joining a private club.
Well, why should that be...
But what I'm saying is, like, it's more, well, I have friends in unions who are very upset with a lot of the candidates that get chosen, and they're basically told, here you go, this is who we're voting for, and, you break rank, and then it becomes a really big problem. But still, like, you're joining that club. We, as American citizens, non-union members, like what you're saying, are getting lumped into the same club without us willfully joining the club.
Yeah. Right.
So it's worse. Yeah, it is. I think you're right. I think it is. But, like, the unions for a long time, my mom was a teacher and in the teachers' union. She happened to like politically what the union became. The union was in business, though, to protect workers. It wasn't to become a political body.
Political arm,
and instead,
all
of these unions now have become a political body. And for a long time, you really couldn't get out of them. If you were a teacher, you had to be in the teachers' union. And it wasn't until just a couple of years ago where you could have the opt-out feature where your money would not be
happened. There were a couple of serious suits, though, Jen. That brought that about.
One of the ladies, Rebecca Friedrichs is her name. She was a teacher who did not want to be part of the teachers' union in California. And her case was argued in front of the Supreme Court, and they deemed it unconstitutional to require, especially now that unions' functionality has really changed, becoming more political, political bodies. So now you can opt out. I'm sure there's still retribution if you do, but it's not supposed to exist, and there's probably some legal recourse for you if it does. But it's, you know, whenever you're forced into something and they say, well, we're going to start getting political and act in your best interest, no thanks. And I think for a lot of private groups, they're taking a lot of grant money, which I guess I have less trouble with as long as they go through the application process. And I think as long as the application process is the same for the government based on no matter who's in control, I think that maybe could be one of the more fair ways to get access to government funding. But
speaking of the Supreme Court, the late RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, had some pretty interesting things in her art collection. She had a lot of things that, not only in her art collection, but the things that were her personal items, which are now going up for auction. There's a Picasso. There's a mink coat. Imagine her wearing that in public. She's
back
done
in
some
the
art.
Day, right? My
yeah,
mom's
right,
got a couple exactly. sitting and collecting dust.
Really?
What do you do with them?
Give them to the homeless to
now.
Keep them warm. Is it politically incorrect to give them to the homeless to keep them warm? So
I think that's actually a great idea.
It is a great idea, but if people say, oh,
maybe
no,
she doesn't have
them
anymore. I'll have to ask her. But, yeah, I remember being
it's
a little
like
kid.
It's not like you can make them disappear. I mean, the animal has made its sacrifice now, so you might as well put it to good use.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Anyway, so there are catalogs with a lot of things. She has artwork, drawings, that sort of thing, a lot of different collections. And so they're going to be auctioned off in Alexandria, Virginia. Actually, 150 different items from her Watergate apartment. All the proceeds will benefit the Washington National Opera. So there you go. She had a piano. She's a pianist. They gave that to the opera already. And there are some other things. Here's one of the most affordable items, a concert poster from a show featuring RBG's grandson. $20 is the price. Yeah.
Like all a right. school concert.
Yeah, right. Okay, I didn't mean to get distracted. It's your fault, ladies. You distracted me from continuing on my appointed rounds with the freedom quotient. So we went through the top five free estates according to
remember?
Nice
payoff.
Right. South Dakota,
Wait, I thought
Tennessee.
We finished it. New Hampshire, Nevada.
We finished the top five freest ones. We didn't give you the ones at the bottom.
Now we need to hear about the commie states.
Jennifer's eager to get to this because she knows California's there.
Wait. Let me make a prediction. Hold on. New York, New Jersey, California. That'll be another one that's pretty
Hawaii.
Funny. Oh, good one. That's another commie state. One more, huh?
Oregon.
Hey, I'm in Jersey. I don't think we're in a commie state.
It's a commie state. I hate
it's not.
I hate to tell you. It's bad.
This is a very, there are huge red pockets in Jersey. This is not a commie state. And
red,
red commie. Like
commie.
No, not red, like commie.
Did I nail it? Did I get at least the four?
Yeah, you need a little help. But
you need maybe
Oregon.
Well, Oregon, always a good one, yeah.
So wait, so read the complete list then. So the
list,
what are
the bottom five? Let's see, New York, Hawaii, California, New Jersey, and Oregon. That's the bottom five.
And who did this survey?
The Cato Institute.
Cato, like Cato Kalin?
Cato Kalin. He's got a new research lab.
Is that what he's doing these days?
Spelled with a C.
It's in a guest house.
Yeah, it wasn't Cato. Oh, it was Cato with a K, right.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm actually really disappointed with you guys. I cannot believe that we have been sitting together for a whole morning and we have not talked about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Have you guys been watching this trial?
I actually watched pieces of it last night, and I was appalled even at the way he looked. Never mind what he said.
Well,
these people are so weird. He's weird, and she, look,
off the bridge.
I don't have any love between either of these two. I don't really... I don't have, like, oh, my gosh, I'm a fangirl. But I believe that he got his rear end kicked by her. I believe that she did some of the things that he said. And they talked about the defecating in the bed. I mean, these people
remember that?
Weird.
And then it turns out it wasn't her. Like, she'd put dog poop
no.
in the bed.
Oh, right? No. He came back and said that it was and that all he could do was laugh and that her excuse the next day was that it was dog poop. But he knew his dogs and he knew what it looked like and that wasn't
dog poop.
His dog
doesn't smell like human poop.
Ew.
I mean, we've talked about this trial in the trending report, and it keeps getting worse and worse for both of them. I think for her, no, she's not a household name, so it's probably good publicity for her. But for him, we're just watching his career go up in flames every day that he sits through this trial. This is
so
a horrible mistake.
He testified for 2 days, and I listened to a lot of it. This does not help her. She sat there kind of like stoically. The stuff like they would be fighting, and she would push her way into the bathroom, and then she'd scream that she'd hurt her toe. And he said he leaned down to check her toe out, and she kicked him in the skull. I mean, I don't know. She gets her chance up on the witness stand. Maybe the tides will turn a little bit, but some of the stuff.
Each other.
I think they were both drunk all the time, and I think they were on drugs.
And he admitted it. He talked about how he would have various, like, you know, he'd go through sober patches, and then he'd break it, and a lot of times it would be fighting. Ooh,
Speaking of lovely couples, the Angelina Jolie-Brad Pitt legal battle continues. We talk about that on the DJV download, the current one, the most recent one, at djvshow.com. Also, don't forget, you can get our program, the whole thing, all day, every day. Oh, and don't forget, I talk about my woodchuck issues in the current podcast as well. Check it out at djvshow.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Office Depot is dedicated to helping teachers finish the school year strong and prepare ahead. With a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards membership, teachers can get a coupon for 20% back in bonus rewards on a qualifying in-store purchase through June 25th. Visit a local store to take advantage of same-day copy and print services, expanded product assortments, and a wide variety of other classroom essentials. This is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies and time-saving services to support your mission to educate and inspire future generations. Office Depot supports schools year-round through the Give Back to Schools program, which has so far given schools over $38 million in credits. And teachers, don't forget to gift yourselves. Check out Office Depot's Teacher Gift Guide to go with your free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. Teachers are essential in every way, and your success is everything to us. To learn more, visit officedepot.com/rewards offers.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, trending time at 23 after the hour from our social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, or individually at Doug Steffen, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. The continuing conversation I think we need to have. Ladies who just spent the last 4 minutes talking about court case.
I'm into it now.
I can't look away. I know. I can't look away.
It's a train wreck. What in the world would ever possess? I'm listening because I actually saw a snippet of him and he looked awful getting out of a car
He gained so much weight yesterday. He just looks awful.
Well, he dresses weird and he's got the man bun and his diction. I don't know. It's just his delivery is very, very strange. He obviously has issues where he's not a real people person. And one thing I didn't realize, I guess I had forgotten from my days of, you know, Tiger Beat and Teen Beat magazine, is that when he first came to town, he wanted to be a musician. And it was it Sean Penn or Nicolas Cage? I always get them confused. One of those two said, you know, your band isn't working out. And he was getting ready to leave and give up on it. He's like, you should be an actor. And they put him in touch with the agent. And that was when he got Nightmare on Elm Street. That's when he got 21 Jump Street. And that's when he went on to get to his big success. But he never set out, I guess, to be an actor. He just kind of, but he loved it because he said he got to be other people. It's how people can put themselves into relationships like that and stay. I broke up with someone for hanging up on me once. I can't handle drama. It's exhausting. And how these people thrive on it. Oh, my God.
Well, I think when you've got two drug and alcohol people, I think it's totally, right. You know, yeah.
So there's a movie coming out in the next month that stars Nicolas Cage, and it's about Nicolas Cage. It's the weirdest.
It's the only movie he hasn't made is the one about himself.
About himself.
Yeah, he makes one every week.
And it is really, the trailer is, I mean, I'm going to go see it because it looks so weird.
I can't wait for that review.
Gosh, yeah. I have so much to tell you. I feel like we just haven't chatted in so long. But I was also watching We have a couple of presidential libraries in Southern California that are awesome. The Nixon Library and the Reagan Library are great. The Nixon Library, Brett Baer from Fox News came out and hosted a panel with Sean Penn and with Robert C. O'Brien. Robert C. O'Brien was national security under the Trump administration. Sean Penn, you know, is the actor. But they're friends. Imagine this, reaching across the aisle. And they even said, we agree on nothing politically, but we love each other. Like, they're buddies.
They should be.
Yeah. And so I guess he used O'Brien to give him, like, information and clearance when he was in Ukraine because he was doing this documentary. I really want to see this documentary now. Sean Penn, I mean, he was in there with Zelensky. Robert O'Brien told him, you need to get out of there. They were in this bunker. They didn't even know if it was day or night when they left. The conversation they had at the Nixon Library was so interesting, and they showed pieces of it on TV. I'm now excited to see this Sean Penn documentary on Ukraine. Yeah.
Well, and the interesting thing about it, one little extra thing on that Sean Penn thing, it started last October. So it started all before.
He was from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I was going to talk about Adele.
Love Adele.
I do love Adele.
If you heard the rumors going around about her, you wouldn't like her as much.
Why? What's the matter with her? She's hard to work with?
Yeah, like major diva moments, and it's not good. Yeah. That's why this whole Vegas show has been completely scrapped, and they're starting from the beginning now.
Well, she fired everybody, right? And
yeah, or a lot of people quit. According to Dumois, a lot of people quit. She was very difficult.
Huh. That's too bad. Gee whiz. Now I won't like her anymore, Victoria.
Well,
all right, where are we? It looks like 28 past the hour.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Beauty brand YSL Beauty has teamed up with Rewild, the conservation organization, who work across 188 conservation areas in 89 countries to help restore some of the world's wild spaces. Three quarters of all the planet's wild spaces have been degraded in recent years, impacting local communities and leading to a decline in biodiversity and species extinction. The two organizations have launched a program called Rewild Our Earth, which aims to protect and restore an area more than four times the size of Boston, according to YSL Beauty's Caroline Megra.
We've made a bold commitment to help protect and restore key areas, help protect biodiversity, and help local communities to thrive, in addition to our sustainability commitment to reduce our impact. We have a commitment to people and the planet, and we are making key strides in transitioning to low-carbon economies and circular processes. And by taking this additional initiative to rewilding, we help nature return to its wild state, and it then allows the entire ecosystem to thrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the White House lectern.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. Three private citizens returned from the International Space Station Monday, wrapping up a trip that marked NASA's debut as a bed and breakfast host. Flying back in a SpaceX capsule, they splashed down in the Atlantic off the Florida coast after 17 days at the ISS. 16 attorney generals are pushing for a reversal on the Biden administration's decision to shut down construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson on Newsmax is leading a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration.
We haven't had a response, I mean, other than the talking points that we've heard from Jen Psaki and from the administration. We'd like to see the president reverse course on Keystone. That would fix this problem. Keystone would be a long ways down the road towards completion. It would have offered some stability to the markets. It would have shown the futures market 800,000 barrels of Canadian and American oil coming to market every single day. That would have calmed this down. It would have cut the prices down. Instead, we're seeing 50% increases in gasoline prices. We're seeing 150% increase in natural gas prices. And that's when people don't often tie together with oil production, but that's where natural gas comes from. It's a byproduct of petroleum and of oil production. And that's why we're seeing such a huge increase in the price of propane and the price of natural gas.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to straighten out my course, and now I'm all set. It's 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program, inside the world of information and things that are happening. You know what I mean, ladies? It's happening.
It's happening.
Jennifer Horn's happening. Victoria Keelan is happening. Doug Steffen happens when it matters, as much as can be expected. So there's a lot of food news today, and we'll go to, this is like on the, this is on-the-spot reporting from Victoria Keelan, who's in New Jersey, site of the Dunkin' Donuts lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are a lot of people who are upset with Dunkin' Donuts because their coffee is too hot. How many times have we seen the same stupid scenario played out?
It's not just that the coffee is too hot. There are three separate lawsuits in New Jersey against Dunkin' because the workers didn't properly put the lids on. The lids were not fitting the cups properly, and that's what caused the spill and the injuries.
It can't be straightened by management. Somebody says, make sure the cups are on. What do we have to go to court over something like this?
Well, I don't know, but one. I mean, if you want the breakdown, some of this is hilarious. So
yeah, I would like
one
that.
Of the
we need
so
a good
one
laugh.
Of the one of the lawsuits, one of the lawsuits says alleges that that the Dunkin' Donuts store was negligent in the preparation, sale, and service of the coffee, and that it was also too hot, causing second and third degree burns on one victim.
So how many times has that happened? McDonald's. You don't remember that?
Oh yeah,
suit
remember
from
that?
McDonald's?
Sure, years ago. But here's the funniest part to me. So this couple, right, this is lawsuit number one. The wife says in the official complaint that as a result of these coffee injuries suffered by her husband, that she suffered a loss of her husband's aid, comfort, conjugal fellowship,
right.
And consortium. What? I mean,
erectile dysfunction caused by a cup of coffee.
Come on.
I mean, did it burn his ding-dong off? Like, I don't get it. Like, what happened? He's like, oh, I don't have a stir.
Right.
I mean, yeah. So the other two, sir, the other two are less hilarious, but
cha-ching.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes, but yeah.
All right. So here's another suit. This time, McDonald's and Burger King, among others, are being sued for the packaging. You'll remember the lawsuit involving Forever Chemicals, mostly in McDonald's hamburgers and buns. Well, now apparently they're using the same stuff in their packaging. They don't use it in their food anymore, but they use it in the packaging. So here you go. I was talking about this with...
Is this true? I mean, because then the insinuation is that they're trying to kill you. And I don't buy it, because if you kill everybody that likes McDonald's and they don't
have any customers.
Well, it's
cheap,
right,
exactly.
Though.
And this is the kind of stuff that this causes, like, you know, the PFAS, those are the forever chemicals. You hear that word a lot.
Yeah, it'll go away.
You know, this is not something that's going to kill you like salmonella or, you know, like it's not, you're not, it, this takes decades.
It's a long, painful
but
death.
It leads to cancer and everything else, but it's also really cheap, and that's why they're using it in their packaging. And so they found that.
Why? What's the matter with paper? Why do they need any? With newspaper or
I think
whatever? What do they need?
Newspaper. Yeah,
that's fish and chips. Right.
Excellent. Yeah, exactly. Excellent suggestion. So they found that with Burger King and McDonald's, that the highest levels of these chemicals were in the bags for the French fries, the cookies, and the Chicken McNuggets, as well as the Big Mac container.
Ooh.
So for Burger King, the cookie and French toast sticks bags, those little, you know, those little wrapper bags, chicken nuggets, Whopper, stuff like that. Those are the ones that had all of the chemicals in it. Now, this report, I mean, McDonald's and Burger King are the two biggest ones, but the report also covered Taco Bell, Chick-fil-A, Arby's, Trader Joe's,
well, they all
and
get
Stop
the paper
and Shop.
From the same place. It's the same
right.
manufacturer. Supplies
it wasn't as high, but they definitely found the PFAS in those packaging. Some of the companies that were better off were Chipotle, Panera Bread, White Castle, of all things, and Whole Foods, which you would expect.
Yeah, I don't understand how... It just is stupid to be found out and when what it takes now out of your reputation. It's just,
well, at least they're not baking it into their buns anymore. I mean, that's a little more civilized. Just out of this part of the wrapping.
Now, if
paper,
you're eating
right?
the McRib, you're still eating yoga mat chemicals, which
just
is
don't do that.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
All right, next item from the food news department is that Panera Bread. They just call them Panera now, right? It's not Panera Bread anymore. It's just Panera.
I think the technical name is Panera Bread, Panera but I've Bread. Never said, I'm going to Panera Bread. I just say
I
Panera.
Like Panera, frankly.
I love Panera.
They've announced a new
chicken
subscription
salad is amazing.
Service. You can pay a flat monthly fee of $10.99, and you get all the self-serve beverages you want. That would be really something that would appeal
That's
to me.
That's a great deal, actually, because you
is.
Can get tea, you can get coffee. Yeah. You can, you know, I mean, it's not just soft drinks. That's pretty good.
This is well-timed, too, because a lot of people are back in the office now, and Panera is a huge office, you know, lunchtime spot.
Yeah. They have a, let's see here, it's for their, they have Panera Plus Coffee, which they've been doing this sort of thing. It's worked so well, I guess that's why they're trying it here.
I mean, think about it. $10 is like two Starbucks drinks.
Yeah,
so,
that stuff never appeals to me. I don't pay any attention to it. Who is it that's influenced to go to Panera because of that? Who would be a person?
Well, it means you're already a customer and you're saving money now. I mean, Panera has a really pretty loyal following.
I like Panera. I have the soup and the
sandwich.
But
what do you drink when you get there? But you don't ever drink anything?
I always have water. Yeah, no, I always drink water.
I love, like Jen said, I love the herbal, the cold herbal teas that they have.
The teas are so good. Mm-hmm.
And it's so helpful because it labels it, like which one has sugar added to it, which one doesn't. Yeah. I think they're great.
Back to the McDonald's chain. Prices are up almost 8% year over year. So what didn't it used to be? What was the Big Mac?
Well, do you remember the Big Mac index? So yes. The way that you track how the economy is going is by the price of a Big Mac, right? And so you can see how inflation has taken hold and all of this. And so the Big Mac, I guess, is at record high prices, which who knew? I didn't know that they were. What it,
see,
what
I thought it was the same everywhere. I thought the price of a Big Mac was the same.
I had no
idea.
Yeah.
It's twice as much as, well, there's $2 more in Austin, Texas. You go down the road to Dallas and it's $5.69, but it's $7.25 or whatever it is. No, wait a minute. Austin's the cheapest. I did it backwards. The cheapest Big Mac is $3.75 there, but it's $2 more than that in Dallas. And in Seattle, it's, let's see here, $6.39. It's dependent, they say, on the minimum wage, which I guess makes sense.
That does make sense.
You gotta, I mean, I think it's so funny. So many people think, well, yeah, pay people more. And then when their Big Mac goes up, they're like, why is it so expensive here? Well, you've got $17 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah. Okay, next up, for those of you who like Lucky Charms, there are reports of people getting sick eating Lucky Charms. So the foodies and druggies are investigating Lucky Charms. 100 reports of illness this past week. Reports came from people who claim to have experienced nausea. Oh, this is a great ad. Vomiting and diarrhea as a result of eating Lucky Charms. How unlucky can you get?
This started last fall, and it's been building and building. But I also kind of wonder, you know, the norovirus has been everywhere. I almost wonder if this is like a coincidence that the people who've gotten norovirus also happen to eat Lucky Charms.
How else does it get into cereal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like bagged spinach where someone's pooped in a field and it makes its way into a bag.
Cereal from cereal?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Can you?
Be hard. Yeah, this is the best part about
it's
this.
Baked, so,
if there's a best part, is the place where you go to report you're being sick. IWasPoisoned.com.
That is straight to the point. I like that.
I heard they're going to have a new marshmallow come out next year. Their little bottles of Pepto-Bismol.
Right. Don't mind me, Lucky Charms.
Here are the foods to add to your diet. If you want better brain health, putting together the meal, these doctors say that you should opt for BOGOs, berries, olive oil, greens, omega-3s and spices, best for your brain, blueberries and raspberries. And that's I eat them. That's why my brain is so strong, because I eat lots of blueberries and raspberries. Antioxidants, lots of nutrients that promote memory functioning and a healthy brain. Let's see.
So berries, what is it? Berries, olive oil?
This is the BOGO diet. Berries, olive oil, greens, omega-3s, and spices.
That's a good acronym. That's easy to remember.
Yeah, BOGO. We always
all women know BOGO. We're already born knowing BOGO.
But I don't understand. BOGO.
Right, right.
Yeah. But BOGO is B-O-G-O. Where do you get spices?
BOGOs. BOGOs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so let's see. Extra virgin olive oil is associated with lower risk for Alzheimer's because compounds in it can assist in the brain's natural cellular cleanup process. Leafy greens like spinach and Swiss chard, excellent addition to a meal because of lack of B9 vitamins.
Does anybody really like Swiss chard? I don't know.
No thanks.
Swiss chard is pretty much like spinach and
flavor it with like a lot
beets.
Of it.
I like kale. I know a lot of people are weird they think you're weird for liking kale. I love it.
It's a weed.
But Swiss chard is just it's very tough to get.
Yeah, not a fan.
Like Brussels sprouts for me.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Little gross cabbages.
So sauerkraut.
It's very healthy for you, but
yeah,
I know. My dad loves it. My dad eats it almost every day.
Oof. Physical therapist puts it on everything, she says. When she goes home at night and cooks dinner. Yeah. Your father does?
He loves it. Once he found out it's healthy, he eats it a lot.
Is he a kimchi fan, too?
No. But see, you have to understand we're Czech, and so my grandmother had a lot of kimchi. It's like pickled cabbage or something. But my grandmother, because we're Czech, we used to have sauerkraut in the house all the time. So he grew up with it, so he loves it. And then when he found out it was healthy, he has started including it, like, a lot.
Also, to reduce your risk for brain malfunction, turmeric, which is something I take every day and I give it to Daisy, black pepper, you can use that as a seasoning, cinnamon, I have that every day, saffron, rosemary, and ginger. So I have ginger, and of that group, I have ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric every day. That's good for your brain, too. So there it is. There's the recipe for a long life and happy living.
Saffron's great if you can afford it.
Yeah.
If it's real saffron, I mean, it's the little tiny orange little sprigs, and it looks like you're getting two little hairs of it, and it's $20.
Isn't there a Simon and Garfunkel song that has this part of the lyric line?
Parsley, saffron. Sage, rosemary, and thyme.
No. No, it's another song. Phil, help me on this.
It's saffron?
I'm just wild about saffron.
I'm just wild about
that
saffron.
Wasn't
Thank
Simon
you.
And Garfunkel.
Wow. Who was it? Donovan? Dillian was
probably,
one of those from that
era.
The
VeggieTales, wasn't it?
The prices in grocery stores, I don't have to tell you this. Inflation at record levels. Low price is the most important criteria now for people when they go to the food store. This is the way it shakes out.
Grocery store.
46% said low price was their most important reason for going to a store. Freshness, 40% said that was their most important thing. 39% said convenience. 15% said seasonality. 12% origin of food. Fair trade stuff was 9%. That's how it shakes out. At your favorite food store, Jennifer, it's a 48 past the hour.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who's been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to Balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid and digestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with Balance7.com. Order today at support@Balance7.com. That's support@Balance7.com. Or call Balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
With office essentials like snacks, water, and coffee for the break room?
Staples has you covered.
How about custom printing and office supplies?
Covered.
And what about savings?
Staples has you covered there, too. And now save even more, because this week, when you spend $100 on anything in store, you'll earn a $30 store bonus.
Huh, that should cover it.
Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1, ends 4/30. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
All right, 53 past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Well, let's see if we can get to the top five items here this week in technology. Victoria Keelan has done the research, as she usually does. Number five is a focus on Airbnb and what happened at that Pittsburgh party where the shooting took place.
Right. So after that shooting, which was on Easter weekend, it was a horrible event. 200 people were there at this party in Pittsburgh, in the East Allegheny neighborhood of Pittsburgh. As many as 50 rounds were fired inside the house alone. They think it was really 90 rounds total. People were jumping out of windows to escape the gunfire, and two teenagers were killed. 8 other people were shot. Airbnb now says that they are suing the person who hosted this party, and this is the person who rented the house through Airbnb. The property owner's probably also going to get into the lawsuit as well, because the violation with Airbnb's policy is that you can't have more than 16 people, and there's a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m., and that restricts entire home listings made by people under the age of 25. So there were numerous violations here, and Airbnb has said that they are going to take this to court. And I think that's kind of the only way Airbnb can come out of this looking okay, is to make sure that they pursue this, you know, to the fullest extent.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on YouTube and what they're doing for baseball.
Yeah, this got some mixed reviews in terms of making headlines this week. So YouTube and Major League Baseball have renewed their streaming agreement for the 2022 season, and it will result in 15 regular season games being shown exclusively on YouTube. The first game is going to be streamed on May 15th between the Washington Nationals and the Colorado Rockies, and The problem, though, some people think this is great because they can see, you know, they can watch the games without subscribing to a sports package on cable. The problem, though, is that they're splicing up where you can see all these games. Apple TV Plus has Friday Night Baseball. They also have a weekly doubleheader in 8 countries, exclusively on Apple TV Plus through the regular season. Peacock has 18 early Sunday games beginning May 8th. They're all exclusive as well. Amazon Prime Video has 21 of the New York Yankee games in the home market during this season, and Amazon also simulcasts in-market games with the YES Network, which is the Yankees network. So YouTube has 15 games that will be available live and free to fans. But again, it's really splicing up where you can actually follow your home team, and that's what's getting a lot of complaints.
Number three, Department of Justice charging Russians with disinformation. What a surprise.
I know, right? So a prominent Russian legislator and two of his aides have been charged with running a disinformation campaign targeting U.S. citizens, including lawmakers, for several years. Alexander Babakov is 59 years old. He and his two staffers allegedly operated international foreign influence and disinformation to promote the interests of Russia. And this went from 2012 to 2017. The FBI had been tracking this. And these Russians attempted to woo American lawmakers. They gave them all expenses, paid trips to Europe, and they sought to orchestrate meetings with influential people. And so offering lots of free travel to one Congress member who got caught. We don't know that person's name. That has not been released, but not a good look. And at least, you know, we've caught the three people who are behind most of it.
Number two is about crypto.
Yeah, March's massive theft from a crypto service built to support a video game has been tied to a hacking group associated with North Korea. Again, not a shock. In March, Ronin, which is a tech company, announced that $620 million worth of crypto coins in Ethereum tokens were stolen by a hacker from its network bridge to the Axie Infinity game. So the bridges actually between these games where people pay for, you know, things with Bitcoin, it's called play to earn video games. So you basically have like a bank of tokens that you use, and the bridge that manages those tokens, that's what's being hacked, and it's happening a lot. So the bridges are really the problem, but if you are someone who is a gamer and you do have crypto tied to a game, you are at a significant risk depending on, you know, what game you're playing. So as of right now, they've been able to reimburse people who lost money, but in the future, I don't know that they're going to have endless funds for that.
Number one is Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix was the most dramatic storyline of this week in the tech world. They had lost 200,000 subscribers globally compared to Q4 of last year. They think they're going to lose 2 million by the second quarter alone. The stock took a huge dive, and they're trying to figure out how to stop people from sharing passwords, because that's, you know, they're losing a lot of revenue.
Right. All right, there they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 59 After the Hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.